Hey folks, Philip Lomble here, and I wanted to take a couple minutes to share with you a fantastic strategy that has worked very, very well for me in the campaigns that I run for myself and my clients, and I wanted to pass it on to you. Now, what if I could show you a way, this particular strategy, to increase your response that you're getting from your current advertising campaigns, and even make it more so that whenever your target audience sees it, they're looking at it and say, wow, this really is for me. Well, that's what you get, exactly what you get when you use a strategy called PEARLS, or personalized URLs. Now, how does this whole thing work? Well, let's say, for example, you've got a promotion, or you've got a discount, sale period, a webinar, a teleseminar, whatever it is that you're trying to get people to respond to, right? You have one of those coming up. You obviously have to get the word out. So you do that by email, you do that by postcards, direct mail, letters, whatever it might be, and you give them a way to respond. A phone number, maybe they have to fill out a form and mail it back to you. Well, these days, you typically are going to find also a website incorporated into that way to respond, okay? And how does that typically work? Well, here's one that I got from Infusionsoft, right? So this is a postcard that I got from them. And this here is the URL, the website address, right? So if you go to your browser, it's this part right up here that you... You see the URL, okay? So that's the website that it's going to. Okay, so if we actually go to this one, okay, it's kind of a general website that anybody that goes to this particular URL is going to see. Now, what is a personalized URL? Well, a personalized URL is such that whatever you put in the address, that website, that URL here, it incorporates your specific person's information in there. Typically, it's going to be their first and or last name, right? So say, for example, in this one, if you wanted to use a personalized URL, it would be infusionsoft.com/2012 tour / Philip Lomboy, or some derivative of that. And here are a couple of examples of URLs, personalized URLs. So sometimes they come before the actual website name. Maybe they come afterwards. So a few different ways that you would see it in the things that you'd get in the mail or via email or what have you. Okay. Now, personalized. If we look, one example of that is on this. Here's one here. Here they personalized this part of the postcard for me, right? But the actual URL, it's not to me, right? Now, it might be, okay? I mean, this particular code might be specifically for me, but it doesn't say that to me. It doesn't have my name in there. And as I mentioned, in the email that got you here, or the postcard that got you here, what is the thing that resonates most with a customer of yours or prospect? Well, it's their name, right? I mean, even my children, my two girls, no matter what they're doing, I mean, the craziness that they're raising downstairs or, on the playground or whatever, they're going nuts. When I call their name, that gets their attention and they see me. Now, does that work all the time? Well, for my kids, maybe not. But I mean, more often than if I just said, hey, you, right? Or just, hey. No, I got to use their name to be able to better get their attention. And that's what you want to do as much as possible in the campaigns that you use. And do that all the way through the campaign if you can. So here's an example of a postcard that I sent on a client campaign that I ran. So here is the URL here, though, the website address. It's yourfourthofjulygift.com/, and then I put the name of the prospect. Okay, so when someone gets this, they say, "Hey, a gift, and it's for me." Okay, this is relevant to me, so that makes them more likely to want to go to this. All right, so that's and then when they actually go to this URL, personalized URL, then they get the message that I really want them to see. Okay, that's specific to them. Now, that said, there are two parts to a Pearl campaign, or this Pearl strategy, right? One, we've already talked about, is the Pearl itself, right? It incorporates some personal information about that person in the URL. Again, typically it's their name. The second is where this leads to, okay? And that is what we call the landing page. Now, the landing page we already talked about for this general campaign from Infusionsoft, it's there. There's really nothing that says this is for Philip in here, right? Which may or may not be a big deal, but if you can personalize, again, we're, you know, because there's that radio station that all of our prospects are thinking about, all right? It's WIIFM. What's in it for me, right? And the more you can tell them, hey, this is for you, there's something in it for you in your communication with them, the more effective it's going to be, all right? So here is the actual landing page for this particular campaign here. Okay, so you can see there's multiple places on the landing page that it continues to reinforce what I started in the Pearl, which is, hey, Philip, this is for you. So in the headline, you see that right there. In the name and address right here, salutation, all the way down, peppered throughout this particular landing page is a reinforcement of, hey, Philip, this is for you, this is for you, this is for you. And especially such because we said, hey, this is a gift. Now, a gift, typically, you give to an individual, right? So that's why we wanted to use this strategy to do this. So again, there's the two parts to a Pearl strategy. One is the website address itself. The second is the landing page. And then for the landing page, you can choose to make it just general, like that Infusionsoft one. Say, for example, even this particular, this Pearl here, I could have made it go to a general page that didn't have any personalization at all, but, you know, why would I do that? I mean, I'll actually show you how I was able to do it, and, you know, it's very, very, very simple, all right? So there's the URL, there's the landing page. You can choose to make it general, or you can choose to make it more specific, more personalized as well as far as the landing page, all right? So that's what that is, and that's the strategy. Now, how do you do this? Well, there's a couple of things that you'd need. One is, as we mentioned already, is the web page you're sending them to, the actual, what we call the domain, right? So you could put your own company domain, but a better strategy to use is to get a domain, a website address, a website name that is more specific to the thing that you're trying to promote, okay? Whether it's a limited time promotion, whether it's a free report, a webinar, whatever it might be. Say, for example, with Old Navy, right? Instead of going to oldnavy.com/holiday-sale/PhilipLomboy, it could be, awesomeclothesale.com/PhilipLomboy. Right, and it would lead to Old Navy's page, whatever it is, right? But that URL is easier to remember, easier to type in, so that there's obviously a better increase in response there. Okay, so you need the domain, but you also need the second thing. You also need a system to be able to manage the URLs. Okay, the personal URLs. There's two that I use, right? I'm going to share those with you. One is called Personal URL Generator. Okay, that's it right here. Okay, and I'll give you some links down below in just a bit to actually get these. But this is a very, very, very simple way for you to be able to manage your Pearls and your landing pages, okay? So the only thing with this, though, and it's great, you can get this thing up and running within a couple of minutes, right? It's not a big deal. It's actually a script that you just upload to your server. Okay, it's kind of like just any web page. If you've got a webmaster to help you with it, that's cool. But again, it's very simple. You just follow the instructions. You'll be able to do it yourself, right? The only downside with this is, well, there's two downsides. One is that you're only limited to four fields that you'd be able to put on your landing page that are actually personalized. It's either it's first name, last name, and then you can also put in the day of the week as well as the actual date, today's date. So that's one limitation, is that, you know, you can't, there's only so many things you can put in there to personalize the landing page. The second is that it doesn't really have built-in tracking in there. So let's say, for example, if I wanted to see, did someone go to this page? Did they look at it? Did they look at it multiple times? Did they click on something there? Well, personal URL generator, it doesn't allow that. It doesn't have that built in. So that's another, and I'd say that's the bigger downside to it. But again, the upside is that it's very, very, very simple to use. The other system that I use, it's a more robust, is called Perlm. And this one is fantastic. I mean, it's pretty much everything is built in there. Oh, and also on the personal URL generator, you actually have to create your own landing page pretty much from scratch. So again, you can go to Elance, you can, you know, get somebody, your webmaster, to create a landing page for you and just have them follow the instructions to do that there. So that's another downside, I guess. But Perlm here has pretty much all of that built into one roof. So it manages all the pearls. It manages the tracking. You can have virtually unlimited personalization fields in there. Say, for example, you're mailing to your own customer list, right? So you know a bit more about them, maybe their birthdays, maybe what color they like, maybe their favorite meal or beverage. Well, you can put that into Perlm here, and that could be incorporated into your landing page, which is pretty cool. But also, it comes with its own templates, so that all you got to do is kind of like, if you know how to use Word or some word processor program, as long as you know how to do that, you're able to create your landing page. You don't have to know any programming or anything like that. So Perlm is great. It's definitely much more expensive, but there's a lot of features in there that would really make it worth your while to check it out. So anyway, folks, that is the Perl strategy. So just to review, there are two types of ways to get people to respond to your websites that you put in your direct response advertising. One is kind of a general URL. Then the next is the Perl, or personalized URL. There's two parts to the Perl strategy. One is the actual URL they go to, and then the landing page. The second is the landing page they go to, and with the landing page, you can choose to make that general or to even personalize that. There are two tools that I recommend. One is a personal URL generator. The next is Perlm. Hope this was helpful for you. Really, just take this and run with it. Use it. If you want to see an immediate boost in your advertising results, Perls are a fantastic way to go. Absolutely. Hope that was helpful, folks. Cheers to your success, and we'll talk to you soon.